Time to talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Now, last week we looked at the best technology you could find for 2020. Today it's the other side, the worst. Was there a lot of bad technology in this year?
Look, there wasn't a lot of bad technology per se, but we had some trends that we noticed this year that I think we're going to frown upon in years to come.
So what about Apple ditching the charger?
Look, that was going to be a problem either way, whatever they decided to do here, because they'd already taken the headphones out of the box in previous years. This year they took the charging brick out of the box. It's just getting smaller and smaller. Literally, when you buy an iPhone, that's all you're going to get. However, they've then announced products this year that cost way more than you would expect. And we're using this green excuse here, but in reality, when you release a pair of $900 headphones,
oy,
you have to start to wonder what is going on over in that Apple world.
Well, it's capitalism at its absolute best. But mind you, I think if it comes to them not supplying a charger, I mean, we've all got numerous chargers at home, not to mention that you could probably buy some cheaper ones. So that's not such a bad thing, is it?
Look, it's not. I just wish that if they were going to do that, maybe drop the price by that $30 to compensate for it rather than increase the pricing. I think that was the bit of that double slap, was less in the box but a higher cost of actually buying the device as well.
That's a really good point. Now, what are your thoughts on our infamous COVID Safe app?
Look, it was heavily invested in. I was a big advocate for it because it would have been a good way for us to go back out into the world and do some good contact tracing, but the reality was Australians just weren't having a bar of it. We didn't get anywhere near enough downloads to make it effective, which was very unfortunate given how much the government invested in the application. But then we've now been led down this path of using QR codes and scanning as we walk into cafes, restaurants and things like that so that we can still do some element of contact tracing, but in this case we give our data to the cafe or we give our data to the restaurant instead, and I guess that's definitely made people more happy.
The COVID Safe app really got a kicking from the very beginning, and it never really recovered from that, did it?
No, I don't think it did, and that was the unfortunate part, is it had some issues working when it first launched, and then people just lost faith very quickly, and you know, with people having privacy concerns on top of that, it just was on a downhill battle.
All right. Well, and I got to say, I actually quite like the QR code. I think that works really well, and I'm more than happy for that to continue to be used. When I turn up to a pub, I just quickly take a photo. I can log in, and I know I'm safe.
Look, and as a positive too, I think QR codes got a bit of a resurrection this year because not many people were scanning QR codes in the years past. They've been around for almost a decade.
Really?
And no one really wanted to use them as a new way of scanning or getting into links quickly. But now that we're getting used to this, I think you'll start to see more QR codes on marketing and ads and things like that for easy links to websites.
We spoke last week about desperate times advancing technology, so there's another example.
Definitely.
And just finally, hacks and misinformation of 2020.
Absolutely. Now, whether it was happening on Twitter, Facebook, or any other social media platform, there was misinformation being spread wildly, and not just by somebody who doesn't have many followers, by people who have millions of followers, real celebrities out there, just spreading the wrong words. And I think one of the other problems we had as well was platforms like Twitter even got hacked, to where we had official accounts, you know, spamming out links to Bitcoin and things like that. So this year we saw celebrities take a bit of a turn because of misinformation that they chose to spread, but also platforms which weren't able to really control and contain messages that shouldn't have been sent in the first place.
Yeah, well, just on that line, I would really encourage anybody to watch the Netflix special, The Social Dilemma. That gives a really good insight to social media and where it's going and what it's doing.
It really does. It really does. It is worth watching over the holiday break.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much for that, mate. A big Merry Christmas to you and the family. Look forward to catching up again in 2021.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Looking forward to next year.